Blog Talk Radio.
I can relate to the whole. I mean, I've never been in a fight. But the problem is, instead of superhero strength, I have the strength of a 5-year-old.
This is where the white trash part.
Can I interest you with some sex?
You banging cars? I'm gonna talk shit about you.
It's 6:30 on a Sunday, and we are live. This is your weekly AA meeting with Arlo and Adam.
Got a bomb square.
Square?
Square. Can't even talk.
He said square.
Stuttered.
You so just ruined it.
I did. We had a bomb scare here in Tahlequah. Somebody called a bomb scare. Scare. See, I did it again. Why can't I say that word? I can't say that word at all.
Yeah. Go ahead and put your fine-ass mama back on the phone.
You know what your shirt's made out of? Boyfriend material.
What's up, everybody? Welcome out to the AA meeting. I'm Adam, and with me, as always, is the guy who may not be named Shaft, but he's still one bad mother. Shut your mouth.
Damn right. Dude, that one was badass. I love that one. I love that one, dog. I'm going to give you that one. You must have been thinking about those for a while. Because that was dope. That was dope.
It's always in the back of my mind. I did catch some Shaft this weekend. The series, not that other thing, you sick perverts. But also, I watched Defenders this weekend.
Man. How was
Marvel's
that?
Defenders. It was good, dude. I really liked it. It was a little too short for me. And I hate spoilers, so anyone who's listening or watching on the podcast, I'm not going to give any spoilers. But if you're out there and you want to talk about it, give us a call. That number is 918-973-0377. You can text or you can call in. Once again, that number is 918-973-0377. As Arlo goes on Facebook Live and about breaks his phone, I heard a cha-ching sound as he drops those phones. But yeah, the Defenders was awesome, dude. It was only 8 episodes long.
That's what I heard, man. I heard it was only 8. But I've tried watching. I watched the first episode.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I was a little tired last night. Right. But I watched the first episode last night, and it was it started kind of slow for me, dog. I didn't get in the groove to it, but
yeah, it
but I didn't give it really, but I didn't give it a chance either. So I mean, it's not true. Just like I just said, oh, this is the worst show ever. I mean, it was just episode one's kind of slow.
Right. Yeah, it definitely does start very slow. It doesn't, all the action doesn't really start until maybe the fourth or fifth episode in.
Like most of them.
Right. Now, I will say, if you are thinking of watching Marvel's The Defenders, I can't stress this enough. Be sure you watch all the other series. You know, Daredevil Season 1, Jessica Jones.
That was you, Cliff Over.
Daredevil Season 2, Luke Cage, and then watch Iron Fist before you even think of starting The Defenders, because there's a lot of stuff in there that all comes together, and the whole story comes together. So if you watch it, you're going to be missing out on a lot of stuff. You're not going to understand what's going on.
Oh, okay. So you got to watch the other ones.
Yeah.
I haven't really watched all. To. Like, I didn't get into Luke Cage. It sort of drawn out to me. I was like, jeez. Yeah. I didn't get into the Jones one either. I mean, it wasn't appealing to me. You know, it just, eh.
You know, I did I mentioned that on a Facebook post earlier. I did a kind of a short review.
Thanks, Shane.
I was also half buzzed because I had 3 glasses of port and a nice cigar, so I was feeling great. But you know, Jessica Jones and Iron Fist were the two series that I really didn't care for.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Jones was just not a comic book movie; it was more of a detective noir.
Really?
So and she sleeps around a lot, and she's a alcoholic. So
hey,
it was
like
more
all
of
us.
A
right.
Well, except for you.
Well, except for sleeping around. Yeah, I never really did that. But anyway.
I did the sleeping around. You'll do the drinking.
Well, you know, bam. Together. Yeah, there we go.
That's why it's the AA meeting.
That's right. It has nothing to do with our names having the same first initial. But anyway.
I'm telling you, dog.
But, and then Iron Fist was really hokey. He kept saying, I am the Iron Fist over and over, like a dozen times every
like,
episode.
What's his name on Batman, huh?
Yeah. Christian Bale. I'm Batman.
Richie. What's up, Jesse? Man, you got people watching all over here. Jesse said, I lock my keys in the car, so I figured I'd watch the show.
Whatever it takes to get you onto the show.
I love it, man. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. You know, I'm going to give it another chance. It's sure. I was just tired. Didn't really get a chance to really get it all in. So it's all right, man. We'll see what's up with it. I'll definitely check it out.
You know, you did mention, you know, you got people on your Facebook Live, on your personal Facebook page. We're worldwide, man.
We are. Where did we hit? Was Australia last week?
We was already in Australia the week before. We've also hit China. We've hit Norway. obviously, Canada and Mexico.
Dude, that is so nuts, dude. We got people all the way in Norway. Yeah, we're Australia. In
six different countries, man.
And you know what's crazy? It could be like, you know what's crazy is it don't tell us just like, you know, it's just one person. Yeah. You know, there's got to be a few people to bring that up. I mean, let's get it, man.
Hey, somebody's got to be the first. It always got to start with one person.
Hey, my boy Shane Robertson, he said he's in New Zealand right now. I'm watching in New Zealand. You are international.
Woo!
Thanks, brother. I appreciate that.
Yeah, buddy. That's freaking... Be sure you share and comment, like our pages, get on YouTube and subscribe. Every subscriber we get, that kind of adds a little clout to us. But yeah, come on, guys. Help us get the word out here at the AA meeting. We're live every Sunday at 6:30 Central Standard Time. We want to build a huge base because we really do love doing this show. It doesn't matter what mood we're in. Once that intro rolls, man, we get lit up. We're ready to rock.
Dude, that little intro gets me moving every time, dude. I'm half awake half the time I come up here.
So did you have a good week?
It's been a high week, man. Yeah. It's been a high week. You know, up and down. So sold a few cars this week.
Hey, success is success,
I'm telling
man.
You, dog. I'm telling you.
That's awesome, right.
Yeah. Phone trying to slide down. Look at that. I caught y'all this time, though.
Yeah, anybody out there looking to buy a car, go talk to Shaft over here.
You go talk to me over at Studeville Ford, I'm telling you. I'm making things happen, baby.
That's awesome. I'm getting pretty excited. My remodel's almost I've been saying it for several weeks, but stuff happens, but we should be moving into our new bedroom here probably next week, hopefully.
You've been saying it for like a month.
I know. Well, it's rained a lot.
It's all right, man. It's all right. It happens.
You can't rush perfection.
No, you can't. But yeah, man.
Hell, I took 9 months to come out, and so.
Come out of what? The closet?
My mama's womb. Perfection was born.
Hey, my man, he tried to get live in there with it. But so, yeah, man, I mean, it's been a hot week. I mean, yeah, just same shit, different days a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I went and smoked some cigars Friday.
Yes, you did.
I know. I forgot to invite you too, man.
See how it is. I'm going international with this dude, and I still don't get an invite.
Yeah, my bad, brother. My bad.
But it's all right. I smoked one Friday, so I was like, well, I'm still getting mine. So
yeah,
who needs Arlo anyway?
Exactly. That's what I say. It's all right.
What'd you smoke this week, man?
I get these Jack Daniels infused ones. They're amazing, dude.
Which is ironic because you don't drink.
No, but so. I'll smoke alcohol. I'll smoke later like a motherfucker, let me tell you. Hey, Noah Morton said, hey, you got a tattoo. What is it? Hey, brother, it's a Grim Reaper on the backside. Says, the front side's a cemetery. Okay. Let's do this.
There you go.
All right, brother, if you're still watching, check this out. Front side's a cemetery. Says, death waits for no man. On the back side is my Reaper, and in red it says, if he does, he doesn't wait long. It's kind of a motto for life, you know what I mean? I mean, I've been shot at like a handful of times. Oh, for whatever reason, he's still waiting.
Hey, I'm glad he waited on me. I dodged a major bullet this weekend. Stuff comes up, so we didn't have to, we didn't make our trip out of town like we were planning, which means I got a stay of execution. I didn't have to demonstrate my dance moves to a crowded bar, thank God. But,
You had to put your dance moves to a crowded bar? What do you mean?
You
are. Oh, yeah, my bad, man. I had things come up this weekend, and We were supposed to go down to the Electric Cowboy. Hey, we can go Friday, this Saturday if you want to.
Oh, me and my big mouth. I should have just.
Yeah. I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry. We're gonna see. We're gonna make this happen because we got. They done invited us for you to do those dance moves. So last week, if y'all remember, Adam did the Jean-Claude Van Damme kickboxer dance. Well, at the same time, I always go to the Electric Cowboy. It's my favorite place to go in Fort Smith, Arkansas. It's my favorite bar to go to. Period. But anyways, they invited me and Adam to come out there, and they're gonna put his dance and doing the Jean-Claude Van Damme dance on their Snapchat and Instagram and every other whatever social media event that's out there, other sites, if he comes down there and does it. So I said, you know what, dude, we'll get you lit before you go.
Yeah.
We'll get you lit before you go.
I'll need to. But, you know, to my defense, in that movie, he's extremely drunk. That was half why it made it so funny is because the guy got him, like, totally sauced. And then, what was that?
Thanks for the shares. We're getting some shares out there from people sharing the link.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh,
sharing the...
We appreciate it. But yeah, I got him completely sauced, and then he's sitting there breaking it down and just dancing, and then he tells all the bar people in the bar that he's talking shit about them, and they're...
Yeah, I'm not going to do that part to you. We're not going to do the whole actual scene because I don't want you to get your ass whooped out there.
I appreciate it.
And I'm getting too old just to keep whooping somebody's ass, you know? I'm going to get licked one of these days. Someone's going to get that up or what?
You're always so happy about to kick somebody's ass and to bounce people, and then the second that I'm needed, he's like, man, I'm getting too old for
dog, it's getting hurting, man. That last one I got into, dude, it took like 2 months for me to recover, and I won. And I didn't even look bad. My hands look bad.
He's not as good as he once was, but he was good once.
As I ever was, baby. That's my life story right there, dog. That's my life story.
That's right, man.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is, Justin McLemore. It's kickboxing.
Damn right.
Everybody knows that movie. We all grew up on Jean-Claude Van Damme, you know. Every girl out there in the world thinks he's hot. And I tell him this still. I said, I still whoop his ass. I got one left, and it's for Jean-Claude for being every girl's man crush Monday. to this day, ladies who's listening, tell us.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, if you missed it, it's out on our Facebook page. I put aside my embarrassment and I went ahead and made the video, and it's also in our YouTube. So get on our YouTube channel. Just hop on YouTube, look up AA meeting podcast.
I'll shoot the message to my boys down there.
Yeah,
I'll holler at them this week and we'll get it squared away, man.
All right, we'll do what I can Saturday and make night. Sure.
Yeah, make sure the old lady's cool.
Gotta make sure I don't have no bookings up.
Hey, I tell you what.
I'll pencil you it. Yeah, I ain't got shit to do.
Here we go. I'll go get some cigars Friday night.
Incidentally, hey, if anybody needs a bouncer book Saturday, call me, okay? Get me out of this shit, man.
But hey, we might need you to protect us, Gen Z. I'm getting old. I'm getting beat up doing this stuff.
Man. See, my luck back in the day, well, one of my lies, I've never had the women coming after me, but I get out there dancing, it's going to be the guys coming after me thinking I'm looking cute or something. So
messed up.
And what made me think of this is, see, I don't go out much anymore, and used to. And usually when I did go out, I usually went out with a circle of friends, and usually females, because I was the married guy. And I always, and you, there for a while, I went out with my cousins, and so we would be all down at the Neds, and some creeper walked up, and they weren't feeling it, I would run interference, and I'd go cock block, right? And so,
what if that dude would have got pissed and tried to fight you?
Run?
You have no answer. You go. Y'all better watch the YouTube video because he goes.
I don't know.
That wasn't even an answer. That's facial.
You just find a way. I mean, you just. I do have.
I find a way every time. Trust me.
Find a way in. See, I've got a gift, and not to toot my own horn, but I can pretty much talk myself in or out of any situation I want.
Oh yeah,
Whether I'm just being super awkward or weird intentionally, or what?
Okay.
Well, and it's funny because after a while, you get pretty good at cock blocking for your friends. And so
you know why, don't you? You're so good at that.
Why is that?
Because you did it to yourself the whole time we were 20.
This is true. So we'd go out there.
Dog.
And so I started making it fun. I started making it a game. You know, I'm going to mess with these people, right? Mm-hmm. And so this guy would, these people would sit down at the table, and they would just look at my cousins like they're a piece of meat. You know, it's an all-you-can-eat buffet, man. They hadn't ate in 4 days. And so I just mess with them. So they'd be staring at her, and then I'd just lean over and just be really awkward and say, hey. You're kind of cute. You know, just, you know, play gay chicken or whatever. And it works, though. They would bolt. They would be gone so fast, it would make your head spin. And it was funny, and we would all laugh about it. And so we'd be laughing and carrying on.
Exactly.
It's all fun and games until somebody bites.
Exactly. So, until someone thinks that you are gay.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I can't even play a gay guy. I just have too much self-respect myself to,
well, yeah,
you know, to throw that out there.
Well, one method that...
Not that I have anything wrong with gay people, but I'm just not gay.
Well, I shouldn't pretend to be gay anymore, and that was the last time I pretended.
You pretend? Who in the world pretends to be gay?
When you're bored, you're at a bar, and you're, like, trying to get people away from your friends.
That's true, but you're married. I'm single when I'm at the bar, so...
Right.
Half the time, I'm single even when I'm with somebody. Oh, that's my cousin. Girl, don't worry about her. That's my cousin. But, oh, don't worry about her. That's my cousin. That's what you tell him. When your girl walks back up to you at the bar, right. She's like, who was that bitch? That's my cousin, girl. Well, she's African American. You didn't know my heritage. My heritage runs deep, girl.
She's adopted.
No, that sounds even worse, because then you're not technically blood related.
No, this is
true. You got to say your heritage runs deep.
We're halves. We're steps. But, yeah, man, that was... me and my cousins was talking about that the other day. It was freaking hilarious. Was, you remember that time you pretended you were gay trying to run that guy off, and then Jeez he just Louise. Got a big shit-eating grin whenever you said, hey.
He was like, you were the reason why I came up to this table.
Right. Well, that's a game that some people throw is whenever your target is at a table with several people, you introduce yourself to the other people at the table so you don't seem like a threat.
I got you.
So then you can work your way in. So apparently that's what he was doing.
Dude, you're so crazy. You are so crazy.
Yeah, so last time for that one. So, but...
he might have, Jency. He might have. I ain't even gonna repeat that one. He just got to read that.
I'm gonna have to team that. That
she throws some trading day out there. I know what that's Yikes. From, girl. I know what that's from.
Man, that's some Kevin Smith stuff, man.
I love it. I love it.
Dirty girl. Anyway, yeah. So, what about you guys? What about you, Facebook? Anyone listening out there? Anyone watching on Arlo's Facebook Live? Give us a call 918-973-0377. We want to hear your bar stories. You ever had just an awkward moment at the bar? Something just like, what the hell, and just kind of stuck out with you? Well, let's hear it. All right. Or if you just got something else on your mind, you want to pick our brains, go for it. You're kind of scratching the bottom of the barrel with mine, but, you know, it's still an open book.
Dude, I'll tell you one of the weirdest ones I ever had.
What's that?
You remember the, I'm not going to name drop.
Oh. Knowing that, you probably don't have to.
But you'll know what I tell you. You remember that older lady that used to work at the cubby hole?
Yes. Dude. I already know.
She used to always try to load me up in there, and I was so terrified of her. I'm like, girl, you are older than my mom. I'm like, get away. And I was like 20. I was even anywhere from 19 to 21 range, 22.
Folks, we have no hate for cougars, right? Cougars, I mean, if you're out there and you consider yourself a cougar, God bless you, okay? This was not a cougar. If you ever watched Lion King and you saw like the haggard, mangy looking lionesses from Scar's tribe, you know, you see the Mufasa's tribe, they're all like, ooh, these are elegant lions. And then you look at Scar's and it looks like they've kind of been drugged for a mile or so. This was old girl. And,
And you know, remember, I used to be a damn good pool player.
Yeah.
She said how she loved pool players. Like, no, you do not. I don't even know. You going to teach me. Nope.
I admire their focus.
Exactly. That's exactly the voice she comes like.
You have good form.
Oh,
she was the female Scarface.
Dude, that old gal, I don't know what. She had some head issues that I couldn't even try to deal with.
Oh, when she came in there on her birthday, that was a bad night. I did notice you left early that night.
I snuck out every time she started talking to me, dog. She ruined so many nights for me.
She came over there. Where's Arlo? I was like, I always write. Where did he go? All I saw was a puff of smoke that was in Arlo's shape. It looked like those Scooby-Doo cartoons where they take off and all that's left is a figure of smoke. That was Arlo, man. He was gone.
Everybody mentioned. Let's start a topic here. What's the oldest person you ever had sex with?
How many years apart?
Let's just start that round. Since we had like a 57-year-old woman trying to pick us up at one point.
You know, I've got to be honest with you. I've only dated and I've only hooked up with younger girls. I've never had an older.
You never had an older?
No.
Really?
I'm very immature. So most... I've always been immature.
You said I've been immature. I have too, but sometimes it's what them older ones like.
Dude, I'm 35 and still laugh at poop jokes.
Oh,
man.
Dude, someone bends over, I still make a fart noise.
No joke. Saying. I did that just today.
I do it every day, man. Every day.
I will say I've never went more than a 4-year range, give or take.
Really?
Yeah. But you got to think, I got married when I was like 23.
True. I'm not going to say, you know, you took away your prime years because you didn't.
Right.
But,
I donated them happily.
I think I stretched mine out too long. I'm telling you, dog, I still went out up until like
That's
8
what
months.
She said.
Up until, yeah. Oh, cougars are the best. Just ask my husband. That's what's up.
That's awesome.
Ladies and fellas, you know, this goes both ways. You know, who's the older, who's the youngest? I'll tell you what, it was, you know, I worked bars since I was 18 up until, last year, 16 years.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, dude, I thought I was a lifer in that business. I said, I'm about to just buy me a bar.
Arlo's going to be the guy sitting out there, the old man, kind of hobbling up with his walker, just hitting you with the walker.
Whatever, baby. You know, Arlo roll like the dog all the time. I'll muster up my knees one more round, baby. It don't matter if I'm 65, 85,
all right,
55,
so you'll
35.
Be sitting there with the walker, and then you kind of blow yourself up and hob up, ditch the walker, do your thing, come
you
back.
Already, you already? No, I would never try. Not in front of anybody.
I was going to say, out in the dark room, the storeroom or something.
So Jensie just said she's 36, right?
And her 36, huh?
36, and her good friend is trying to hook her up with a 53-year-old. And that just sounds so old.
What's his 5-year plan? Okay, okay. Don't die.
Okay, Jensie, is he theoretically like a, you know, like a well taken care of 53, you know, yeah, like that ex-fitness guy or ex-athlete guy or a lot of money?
What's the male version of a cougar?
I don't know.
Creeper?
I don't know. There's not a good one. You know, they always say women, you know, hit their...
Silver fox?
No, that's not even a good one. I don't know, man. What, y'all got any advice? What would an older version for the guys be? She said, nah, bro. She's such a dude.
They're called nope.
But yeah, man, I mean, shit, you never know, man.
Hey, look at Mayweather. He's 40 and looks 20.
Well, and shoot, I seen somewhere where he had like an 18 or 19 year old girlfriend.
Well, when you got
billions, yeah, you're damn near a billionaire, yeah, you can get whatever the hell you want. You can pay for whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
They said, dirty old man.
She got my money. What I'm in need.
That's too funny. That's too funny. Hey, Mitch was watching. What's up, brother? What's up now?
I'm going to play that Gold Digger song.
Oh, dude. If I could find me a sugar mama, I would jump on it in a second.
You know, I still got to say, every time I hear that song, I laugh so hard because Kanye puts out the song about Gold Digger, and then he's married to a Kardashian now.
Yeah. And they just completely ruining everybody. Look what they did to Kanye. Look what they did to Lamar Odom.
Okay, that I agree with.
Look what they did to Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
Somebody sent a picture. What is this? Hang on, we're probably about to go to pause.
But yeah, so he, yeah. To be fair, Kanye did that to himself, though. Kanye has always been bat-ass crazy.
That's what Frank just sent in.
That's awesome. We're going to have to share that one onto Facebook here in a little bit. Yeah. If you guys,
right. Sorry about that.
Anytime you guys check out our page, these videos get loaded up, uploaded later on in the evening, so probably like first thing in the morning. Check back our Facebook page. Most times, if we're like referring to an article or a video or something, I put it in the comments. That's actually where you saw me doing the dance and the way it's supposed to look like. But and I think I scared off every woman. If I do that at your bar in Fort Smith, I guarantee I'm going to scare off every woman, regardless of age, or older.
Or they just randomly, every woman in the square mile radius gets impregnated.
Yeah, like,
It just immediately happens, like 9 months, like along.
Well, no.
Just because it's like that amazing, you can't bottle up that much awesomeness, man. I'm just saying.
I appreciate your words of encouragement, sir. I'll take them. But
hope you ran through the bullshit, baby. I'm just
yeah. Generally, I have to wear boots anytime I'm sitting next to this guy because it gets deep quick. But yeah, we're talking about dipping into the cougars, or what was it? I can't even think of the term for it now. Sapling the geritol? No, that's no, not no, it. No, no. no.
And you know,
918-973-0377. Shoot us a text or give us a phone call.
We need to make it like a hot topic one of these nights, one of these days, for like something like that, like craziest bar hookup, or
yeah,
you know, your craziest bar one nighter, or your craziest whatever. Because we've all had weird nights. I don't care. You're an adult. We're adults now. You know, we don't have to be, you know, politically correct.
Yeah. No. I mean, it's a weird night. I mean, you never know. Some dude might just walk up and ask you if he could interest you in some sex.
Yeah, I mean, hey, it worked for Frank. I mean, it finally did work, and I'm proud of him for that, man. I mean,
it was a cougar too when he told the story.
I'm gonna tell you what, dog. I'm gonna tell you what. We go out Saturday. You do the Van Damme dance. I will do the. I'll ask a girl if I can interest
her. Can't even say it. But I damn sure bet you could walk up to some like gorgeous girl and look at her and say, "Hey, why don't you put your fine ass mama on the phone?"
But when you do, it's gonna have to be like this.
All right, tune into the video, folks. Oh, give her the people's eyebrow. That's what it is, isn't it?
So Saturday night.
Shit.
Oh, I'll get laughed out of that fucking bar quicker than shit, man.
Anything to take the attention off of me, brother. I'll take it.
Oh, man. I don't even know anymore. I don't even know.
But, yeah, I had a busy day Saturday. Just spent a relaxing. But Arlo, you're kind of like me. You like to stay busy.
Oh, yeah,
like
all the time. Keeps my mind off shit.
Let me tell you. It was supposed to be a relaxing day. Didn't have hardly anything to do.
Okay.
Next thing I know, somebody called, needed a cell phone fix. Then had to go rent out a bouncer. And then also had some remodel decisions we had to make. And then I still had time to get a couple finish up Defenders and wind off the day with some glasses of port and a cigar. Man, let me tell you, I haven't felt that.
Glasses of what?
Port.
Oh, they said porn.
No.
I was like, what the fuck's glasses of porn, man? I've never heard that. I was like, what is glasses?
Anybody? You're doing it wrong, man.
I was fixing to ask everybody, does anybody out there know what glasses of porn is?
Preferably not the two girls, one cup, okay? That's wrong. We will not go there.
Ever. I never want to think of that video ever again. That
again?
Video, that video has traumatized more people in this world than anything.
You know, that's bad, too. Do you ever get like that when everybody's like talking about something? You're like, oh, man, screw it. I've got to check it out.
No, I try not to fold under peer pressure, my man.
That's how I got it. That's how I watched Human Centipede for the first time.
Good. Aren't they connected, God, like ass like, to head?
Yeah. Yeah. Ass to mouth. Yeah. Yeah, so it just regurgitates through each person, like eight people out. It's bad. It is such
That's
a bad
so
movie.
Fucked up, dude. That's
but
so
I still watched the sequel.
It had no reason to. You
it's
just
like a train wreck. You just can't walk,
you
look
just,
away.
You just went and watched the sequel for yourself.
No, it's just, you know, like, man, that was so freaking disgusting. Well, can I top it? Yeah, can they beat this? Second one be that? Yes, it's bad. And then you walk away and you're like trying not to vomit and like giving you nightmares. A 35-year-old man getting nightmares from this crap
over
is bad.
Over ass to head centipede people.
As they said in Clerks 2, you never go ass to mouth.
You were so scared. You had a nightmare that you were either the caboose or the conductor. Man.
Yeah, now you see why I always volunteer to be the first. At least I don't want to be the last. So, that's freaking nasty. So, I'm just about to dry heave just thinking about it. So, anyway, on to a better topic.
Oh, shit, man.
So, you know me. I'm always workaholic. And then today we went out to the river, took the dog out for his first time at the river. Went out to the good old Boy Scout hole. And have you ever been out there?
Boy Scouts? Oh, yeah. Dude, come on, man.
Man, it's so weird not since they don't have camping there anymore.
You can't camp out there now?
No, no. Well, there was too many fights. Do you remember when we used to go out there? Man, everybody's getting drunk just
everybody
all night.
Get plastered and start fighting down there. That was the place to fight at, too. Like, you knew if you wanted to hook up and go throw some blows with some dude, you go down the Boy Scout hole.
That explains why I was only out there one time in my entire life. But, but yeah, we went out there and it's funny you say that because the first and only time I went out there is a 4th of July weekend. That was actually incidentally the second time I ever hung out with my wife, and that was when me and her really hit it off and decided that we're going to give it a shot. That next day I asked her out, so it was cool to show the kids. And I was like, hey, this is where me and your mom hung out again. So
that's because it ain't Dougie Fresh.
But the first time I was out there, we're out there swimming, minding our own business. All of a sudden, you just hear some bro coming out there. He's like, come at me, bro. Come at me. Da-da-da-da-da.
Out of it, like,
goes out to his car and grabs an aluminum baseball bat. It's like slamming, hitting the water. Let's go.
Yeah, people annoy me, man. Drunks annoy me so bad.
It's more family oriented out there now, so it's
so,
cool.
So basically, that's where you and your old lady kind of fell in love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did y'all tell the story to the kids today?
Not the whole story.
But the part that mattered.
I swear to God, that night was totally PG and everything. We didn't even make out or do anything dirty.
But you know, that's when it is. That's when you know it is.
Oh, yeah.
When you're not just horn-dogging, you know, going overboard.
Right.
But when you can just put a hand on a knee and you can hold a hand. Yeah, dude, that's when you know.
And this is how bad my game is. You always talk about this no game game. Well,
I told you, dog. You sell yourself short so many times.
I was out there with my circle that I told you. I usually, whenever I'm drinking, I usually go with a group of people. Anyway, we went out there to stay the 4th of July weekend, and I got trashed. And I'm always the big brother, so I'm always looking out for the females in the circle. Well, my other friend, she was pretty buzzed, and these people were trying to get her to come to her campsite.
Okay.
She's like, no, I'm not going anywhere without him. And so, like, they're practically carrying me, dragging me out there. And anyway, so we get all the way out to camp, and I guess old boy's girlfriend came home, or was out there, and she shows up with a Roman candle and shoots at my friend, who was holding me up. She jumps out from underneath me. I'm drunk guy popped up on some chick who jumps out from under me, man, like a tree, just... faced first into the gravel. And about that time I hear, Adam! And I look up, there's my wife. We hung out once before. We met a couple days prior at the
Cubby. So that's how y'all met that night, was randomly at the Boy Scout.
Somebody tried to kill us with a Roman candle. So, I was looking a little hardcore, you know. Somebody just tried to, I just survived somebody shooting a fire weapon at me. So.
Dude, that's a great story, dude. That's a great story.
Yeah, so later we ended up in the back of...
A cop car?
Not the car. Oh. We were sitting in the bed of the truck watching the fireworks, just talking.
Uh-huh.
And did something. I tried to tickle her or whatever, and she kind of fell into my arms or whatever. And so, yeah, the rest is history.
That's what's up. Next day. That's what's up. Dude, one of these days, one of these times, I'm going to find something like that.
You can get there, man.
Yeah, well, the problem with me was, dude, I didn't start looking or thinking I was even this kind of person.
Right.
You know, until really this year.
Yeah.
You know, I was still Fast Times, Fast Women, you know.
Right. Fast Times at Tahlequah High.
Fast Times at living life on the edge, man. And people's like, well, how do you do that? You don't drink. I don't have to be drunk to live life on the edge, you know.
Well, and you guys see me on here, and Arlo, you've seen me even. This is tame for me. I can get pretty crazy, not like just it's psycho, true. But just I don't care. And normally I retard my humor and stuff because most people are like take themselves too seriously until they start drinking, they lighten up. I was like, oh, finally I can be me. I'm like, man, are you drunk? I was like, no, man, I'm just not holding back.
That's funny. That's funny. You've never been a man to hold anything back, though. You never pull punches.
Yes and no. I mean, I'm a total Gemini, like 100%. Like you read any Gemini or horoscope thing or anything, it's like me to a T. I'm a mullet, dude. I'm like business in the front, party in the back. So I mean, when I'm not working or like hustling, trying to make money or something, man, I love to party, just love to hang out.
You know, I don't really look at those horoscope things.
Do you not? I don't either, but. Every time I read them, I'm like, yeah, that's it.
But I mean, in my opinion, you could read it and just automatically, like, subconsciously just start making it that way, you know? And like, oh my God, that is me. Because I get so many girls that are like, oh my God, no, it's not.
Is that not creepy? What's your sign?
Sign? Yeah, I'm like, what are you talking about? That 35 zone sign back there? I don't know. I don't get it. What are you talking about?
For the hearing impaired watching, I'm Adam. Have you ever met anybody that's like hardcore into it though?
I've met a few that like will ask me what it is and then look it up right when I tell them.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh my God, you're this. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, cool. What's that mean? Like, oh my God, we're not good together. Okay, then get out of here.
Deuces.
You know what I mean? I was like, man, I don't even get that. People are so weird.
It's just not in the stars, Arlo.
Yeah. I mean, I am the star, baby. That's the problem.
You can't see the others because I shine so bright.
I be shining so bright.
That's kind of like me. You know, I'm too white to blink, so I just sparkle. But, I've got a few people, and boy, they really get into the astrology stuff. And I'm not knocking it.
Hey, speaking of astrology stuff, we got that eclipse coming up Monday.
We do. Mm-hmm. Did you buy your glasses?
No, because I don't care about it.
Yeah, me neither. I'm not. It's 100 years. They say it's 100 years.
Every time an eclipse happens, it's not going to happen this time, another 100 years.
I remember distinctly being in like grade school, like 5th or 6th grade or something.
Yep.
And we were out there and everybody's out there watching the eclipse. Uh-huh.
And you had to wear them glasses.
Yeah. And my dad was a welder at the time, and so everyone thought I was cool because I had the welder's helmet. And so I'm just sitting there looking at it. Looking Daft Punk before they were cool.
You're so goofy.
I rocked it, man.
Everybody wanting to wear it.
Yeah.
Girls asking you. You were just cocking the walk that day. You still think you are. You got that. You completely knocked this phone over. Oh, man. You too much, dog. You too much today. I'm done with that one. You straight up just got that goofy ass look. I got to watch the YouTube part of this.
Hey, the monster's kicking in, dude. I'm feeling great.
I probably should have went and got one just to keep up with you tonight. Oh, so you know me and Berto are still talking about doing that show about conspiracy theories and
for real. Oh, so you're like it's starting to gain some traction.
Well, yeah, we're trying to make this happen. I mean, me and Berto still got to figure out how to make it happen. I mean, what's cool is we actually have a few contacts in entertainment business.
Ooh,
yeah. The one of the old girls that we used to talk to set us up interviews for the Golden Boy,
right?
Golden Boy Entertainment is now working for like networks. Yeah. So I mean, we're trying to do something. I mean, maybe it'd be fun.
Kind of making us my show here is looking like chopped liver there, Arlo. You know, moving on to other projects already.
You know you invited. You know you're going to be part of that, Bo.
Sorry, AA meeting fans out there.
I mean, shit. Yeah.
But, yeah, well, I think about you every time I go to Claremore because there's an abandoned hospital out there.
Okay.
And so, and that's usually the cool thing about going all over Cherokee Nation.
Okay.
You know all the shortcuts and stuff. And there's a shortcut in between Claremore, the north side of Claremore, and going to Pryor.
Okay.
And you pass by this abandoned mental institution. Okay. And it does. It looks straight out of like
a horror movie.
Paranormal.
Oh, dude, I'm there. I'm there. Tell me, sure, give me the address next time, and I'll go in there in the middle of the night and just, what's worse going to happen?
Yeah, really? I still say we need to do an AA meeting from a place like that. Like,
hey, let's do one. Place. Hey, let's see who we got to talk to. See if we can go investigate it.
Right.
I mean, we got a show.
We do.
We can go live on Facebook, live on the AA meeting page, and
our lights are battery operated.
Yeah.
I got a laptop here,
and we'll do it like at night.
Yes.
Like 10 o'clock on a Friday. 10 o'clock on a Friday.
Yes.
And just it's dark, and we'll just sit in that thing and see and talk like we're doing.
Yeah.
And see how much any paranormal like noises start. Dude, we need to do that. That would be scary as fuck. Because I know me, dude.
I'm down like Homer the Clown, dude.
I know me. This is what I'm gonna do.
Yeah,
I'm ready to go.
Don't freaking lie.
Oh, well, that too. I mean, you know, I'm always bagging.
Mother, staff comes out again, man.
I'm always bagging to eat wherever I go, dog. I'm getting too old to throw hands at it. But yeah, man, I mean, that'd be fun, dude. That's a good idea.
See, this is why you keep me.
I would like to get us a way to set up cameras. Mm-hmm. We ought to buy like cameras that could link back to like hook back up to the. To the site or to the computer.
Oh, like wireless?
Yeah, and have someone at a home base and us go walking together.
I'll do my research, man. I'll see what we can do.
How much it would cost us.
And you know what?
Hey, you know, Halloween's coming up, too.
It is. It is.
And we
So look at this. It's all catching up.
I mean, this is a great idea, but damn, it's going to be scary as hell. I ain't even going to lie, dude. I mean, people probably going to see my bitch side come out.
You're going to be like Jonah Hill.
Man, I'm going to stop.
Accept it.
I don't know what I'm gonna do, dude. If we're really out in one of these crazy places, and you said we get permission to go into some haunted old building and do an AA meeting, and we get to go walk around and talk to people. We're gonna do the show, but walking around.
Yeah.
Like we won't really go for paranormal investigation. Right. We will, but we won't. We'll still be talking live to people and on the show, you know. But at the same time, you know, we're also kind of in paranormal investigating just to talk. I'm gonna freak out if something touches me. If something makes a noise behind me. I mean, I am going to be... I don't run fast, so I'm not going to run. But
liar. I'm going to be... Because you're the brave one. All right? You're the one who's sat here and throw a... You're the one who's like wanting to go and swim on that pool that hangs out the side of a building,
awesome,
thousands of feet in the air. And I'm like, nope. But we're going to be walking out there, and you're like, bye.
Done. He said, bye, Felicia. So you telling me you're going to be leaving me behind when something hits the
back? You will. I guarantee it, man. Because I do believe in the afterlife, I don't get scared of that stuff, man. I've been to like abandoned homes. I've been to like creepy places. I've driven down this place here in town where the light across the bridge. You know where I'm talking about?
Yeah.
There's like a place in between here and Arkansas where you drive across the bridge, and I guess some girls died there.
Okay.
And so if you drive by it like in the middle of the night, you're supposed to be able to see a lantern or something out there.
Really?
Didn't
never seen anything. You know, I went to.
I'm a skeptic.
Me too. Yeah. I want to prove it's not there.
Right.
You know. I went out to over by Joplin, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
It's on County Line Road in that Hornet Spook Light.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I went out there I don't know how many times and have never seen it. But you know what's weird? You'll go out there and people will be parked on the road just sitting there waiting.
Watching, hoping to see
it. Hoping to see it. I mean, it's pretty cool, dude, just to see. I mean, I guess, it's got to be something because everyone keeps going out there. If you talk to those people sitting, they'll say, yeah, just hang out for a little while and you'll see something.
Wow, that's crazy.
I've never gone, and I've sat out there for ever.
Well, supposedly there's supposed to be several haunted sites here in Tahlequah.
Well, of course, I mean, Tahlequah. Like, it's old town.
The Tahlequah City Cemetery is supposedly haunted. The
dead people there, of course, it's haunted.
The seminary or whatever out there at the Sequoia is supposedly haunted. I hear about it all the time. People seeing orbs in their
Live
cameras.
Close eyes. What'd you see, Tony? My boy Tony just said he's seen something. Looks like a reflection to me. What are you talking about? You talking about that light? The light over at the Hornet Spook Light? I love this interaction point.
Yeah. Shoot us a text, folks. 918-973-0377 or give us a phone call, especially if you've got a good ghost story.
Now we're talking paranormal.
Experience.
Now we're talking paranormal. I'll go anywhere, man. I mean, I don't care. I haven't ever.
Yeah,
If we get in that hospital, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, seriously, if something, like, grabs my arm. Yeah, that's what he's talking about, Spook Light Miami. He said he's seen it. He said it looks like a reflection to him, though. Yeah. That's interesting.
Do you ever see House on Haunted Hill?
Yes, but I can't remember.
That's the one where Chris Kattan's in it, and they get locked into it, and it, like, locks itself down. And
Yes.
Yeah, and so there's, like, that crazy surgeon or whatever, the doctor's in, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can just see it going in there. Somebody, like, be waiting for us now that we're talking about it on the podcast. And sitting there and walk out with, like, a big butcher knife or whatever. We have to go all Scooby-Doo style and rip
it. Make that noise over your legs are just moving in one spot. Yeah, that's going to be us when we go live in that hospital.
Old man Smith, and I would have got it away with it, too, if it wasn't for you damn podcasters.
Dude, I'm telling you. I mean, we'll go check it out, dude. Where's it at between Claremore and...
It's just on the outside of Claremore, on, like, the northeastern side.
So what we'll have to do
I'll look it up. It's like Eastern Oklahoma Hospital or something.
But
like
what we'll have to do is we'll have to get in there in the daytime to make sure nothing's going to fall through on us.
Investigate, check
we'll,
it out.
We'll have to check the place out. We'll have to check the history out on it. We'll have to check who we get to talk to do it.
Yeah, I was about to say, it might be a good idea to ask for permission, too.
Oh, absolutely. We can't go live. That's incriminating right there. We'll just... They'll be like, no, we didn't. Yes, you did. Turn Facebook on us.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah. That'd be interesting.
That'd be awesome. Oh, that dude, a Halloween special, man.
Oh, dude, we ought to do it on Halloween. Yes. Hey, I got a buddy who does ghost hunting out in Missouri, out in Joplin. I wonder if he'd let us come along and do a show.
If not on actual Halloween, but or that weekend or something.
Yeah, dude. Just absolutely. Just to do a live show on a spook hunt, dude, on a ghost hunt, yeah.
Dude, that would be awesome.
Dude, it'd be crazy.
I mean,
cool.
Hell, we wouldn't even have to have footage on, I mean, or like video. I mean, just poor man at this first year, so it kind of tests the waters. We can just both call
Facebook
in. Like
live.
Like we did the first year, or the first couple episodes when we were using our phones to call into Blog Talk and to the podcast. We just both call in, and then we'll be side by side.
Yeah, walking around, headset, people Bluetooth. Just have to listen live, and I can go live on my phone.
Yeah.
I could still bring something out that, dude, that'd be dope.
That'd be a cool show,
the only camera we're going to have is going to be the Facebook Live.
Well, I mean, plus, no one would know, like, when one of us shits ourselves.
No way would I say if I ever did anything like that on there.
I'm wearing a catheter, dude, so if I piss myself, it's just not even going to be an issue.
But they're only going to see my face, so it ain't going to make no issue at all. It's not like I'm going to go, oops, and look down the camera.
That guy had the right idea. He wore the brown pants.
He wore the brown pants. Adam wore the brown pants today.
Oh, man. I know, not to kill the mood, but did you see that? That stunt double died.
On Deadpool. Yeah, dude. That's nuts.
She was the stunt double for Domino, which is going to be the sidekick, the female co-star for Deadpool. And they were doing a stunt in, I believe, Toronto.
Uh-huh.
And... had an accident on the motorcycle and she died. They loaded her up, and by the time they were pulling away, they didn't even have their lights on. She was already dead.
Gone.
Ryan Reynolds is a really good guy, too. I mean, he's very charitable. He gives away. He's always... he's just so funny. I mean, he's like my hero. I really like him. And they said he's just devastated. I don't know if that's going to affect the filming or like the movie or any of that stuff. It's pretty crazy, though.
That's bad.
That's
bad, man.
I'm just hoping they don't, like, make it into something, you know, like try to sue them or...
Oh, you know they will.
But
you know they will, because I'm not trying to be an asshole about it, but, I mean, people's going to see money.
Yeah.
People's going to see a debt that... But, I mean, and it's like anything in life. Anything in life. When something goes wrong, whether it's with a job,
yeah,
a friend, relationships, a whatever... You knew what you signed up for.
Well, this was her first job as a stunt woman. And
it's so, like the military. You know what you signed up for.
Well, they make you sign all these waivers and stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. They're basically, you sign a thing that says, if you die, we're not responsible.
Yeah. Same thing when you fight.
Yeah.
You sign contracts that say, if you die, you can't sue.
Yeah. Who was that? Wasn't there a boxer, like, not within, like, the last couple of years that died in the ring?
There was that. Well, dude, boxers die all the time in the ring.
Really?
Like, you average probably seven. I think it was seven a year of boxers that die in the ring.
I had no idea it was that large of a number.
Yeah, it's a bad number. I mean, there's a lot of fights. Don't get me wrong. A lot of fights go on. But I want to say it's on average, it's like seven a year.
That's crazy.
And, you know, and not to get off topic again, but what causes a lot of that is, and the thing I hate the most is dehydration of a fighter.
Like trying to make weight and stuff.
They start cutting down that weight. They start cutting that weight down to those fighters. And as they're doing that, you know, it's sucking all their the fluids out of them. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, eventually your body has no more water to give out, so it's going to start sucking the fluids out of your kidneys. Even the fluid around your brain.
Well, once you start having that renal failure, everything goes.
Yep.
Because, I mean, that's what filters that's the sewage treatment center for your body. So once that shuts down, dude, you just got sludge pumping through your veins.
That sucks.
But, that's insane. What about you guys out there? Have any of you guys ever had like a dangerous job that, or like a life-dangerous job out there? What kind of waivers or experiences do you have? Give us a call, 918-973-0377. It don't even have to be about that. You know, we're the most random people you'll ever meet.
Ever.
So anything and everything, give us a call. Shoot us a text, or you can email us at aameetingpodcast@gmail.com. Especially if you're looking to advertise or something, man. We need some sponsors so that we can buy some cameras and go hunt some ghosts and stuff. So you can get us on camera pooping ourselves.
Adam wore the brown pants.
No joke. They're right here. I mean, there's brown shorts right there. aameetingpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to talk sponsorships or partnerships or something, give us a call. That would be awesome if we could get somebody to pay us, or that could take care of all the logistics and get us out there, dude.
For that.
Yes.
We'll keep mentioning. I mean, we got till October. I mean, and I'll tell you what, you know, we ought to do a contest too, where we take one of the listeners.
Oh, man. That just scares me because I know you. I know you.
Why did you make that face?
Because I just got all these mental pictures of you screwing somebody, and they're like, it's dark, it's tense, and all of a sudden you just...
You said screwing somebody. What in the world?
Screwing with somebody.
You said screwing somebody.
I said screwing
with somebody. No, you didn't add a with until after.
Throwing some bomb squares in there.
You said screwing. I was like, what are you talking about? I have morals.
Not since when?
Not many, but I do have some.
Like, man, you took it perfectly. I mean, I was going somewhere with that. Damn.
I'm sorry. You said screwing somebody. You did not.
I can see you goosing them too in the middle of the night, just sitting there like,
you know, fear and sexual. You know, they both have almost the same enlightenment. You know, though. You know, they get close.
No,
they get close. Fear of death and does something.
I've never gotten scared and like popped an erection. I've never. It's not.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna say it. I can't say it on air.
Are you going like a different
route?
No,
I was going in a bad direction with that. Worst direction than that.
Oh my gosh. Okay, yeah.
We're
going to keep it rated R here, not NC-17.
Oh, we keep climbing the bar every week. And I was like, I almost said, I caught myself. I was like, never mind.
Oh my gosh.
Speaking of dangerous jobs,
why do I set myself up for this?
Speaking of jobs, let's go back to the subject about jobs that almost killed. You know, I almost got my head taken off when I was pipelining.
Really?
Yeah. You when you move the pipes, you gotta you hook on like a rope to it.
Yeah.
On ends, right? Uh-huh. And the track hoe will pick it up, and you keep the end straight, and you all move it, and you walk it.
Yeah.
Right. We call them dog leashes.
Okay.
So we walk them, and me and this guy, we were both nude, and
did you say nude?
Nude, yes. Nude. Not throwing the pipe.
Dirty. I knew that. I knew they called her roughneck for a reason. Sorry. Go ahead.
But we were both nude out there, and this we had to move this really long, big, heavy pipe.
Right.
And it was in an awkward place. It was in an awkward place, like this. Like it, we had to run down a ravine, kind of thing, and like an old dried out creek bed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went to pull it my way. He went to pull it another way. Next thing, another thing's just moving, and you can, when those things start going out of control, you can't stop it.
Right.
You can't stop it. You just ride it out. So, anyways, this thing comes spinning, and comes spinning like right toward me.
Holy crap.
And there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go. Yeah. And like thank God it's this high above the ground and it's swinging toward me.
Oh man.
And I said, this is going to suck so bad. And I said, well, there it goes. And you're never supposed to go underneath the pipe.
Right.
Because if it breaks, if something lets go, you're crushed.
But you didn't have a choice.
I had no choice. So I dipped. Like in boxing, I dipped and it goes clip. Clipped the very back end of my hard hat. Oh. Knocked my hat off. Bink! And I looked, and I was like, pick my hat up. I was like, see, you know, stuff like that, dude, I've dodged. And
people learn how to box. It'll save your life.
It shows they mind without ever fighting. And, dude, I mean, it was super scary. I mean, don't get me wrong, it was, like, terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went home that night, like, fuck, I might go home, I might not come back, I may just, you know, I'm done. I was like, but, you know, I told myself, you can't let that win. You can't let that little moment, don't get me wrong, it was a big moment, but I, you know, justified it by saying little moment. I was like, you can't let that little moment just terrorize you and mess with your head the rest of the time, man. Yeah. You can't.
Man, I've never even came close to that. I've fallen, like, when I was working in automotive, I used to do oil changes and stuff and work out there in an auto shop. Walking behind a car one day, and somebody forgot to close the damn safety grates.
Mm-hmm.
I fell. Let me tell you, I caught myself just, like, between on either side. But if I would have fell, I would have easily, like, broken my neck or, like,
that's horrible,
because I mean it's covered in oil under there, so yeah. It's not like you're going to land on your feet.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to land on your feet and then they're going to do splits. Yeah, or
something bad's going to happen.
Yeah, turn out something like a pretzel. Then I've almost fallen through a ceiling through my day job. They took the crawl space or whatever, and mm-hmm. they just remodeled, but they detached the frame part whenever they redid it, and I didn't know this. And so you're up in an attic and you go step down, you say, oh, okay, there's a one before, okay, you step on it, the whole thing gives. Luckily, I learned to always have one hand on the rafters, and so I'm hanging there from the rafter swinging, and my supervisor just laughing his ass off. The bad part was the guy who was doing the remodel just finished that part, was standing right behind him just looking at you ass. Because now you had to redo all of that.
That sucks. I mean, dude, you know what's crazy is, I'm never trying to jinx it, but, man, yeah. I got, like, 9 lives or something, man. I got that that moment where the pipe about took my head off. Because if it hit my head, it's over. I mean, it's probably knocking my head all the way off, you know. They're going to scoop it up and try to reattach it the best they can just for an open open casket.
Yeah.
But, I mean, dude, I've should have flipped my trucks I don't know how many times.
Right.
I've been shot at probably close to a handful of times.
Jeez.
I mean, that's why I keep telling myself, man, the world's got to have some bigger plan for me.
No joke.
You know what I mean? I mean, you can't keep dodging stuff like that
you
every
keep
day.
Keep this up, I'll have to replace you and go hunt you on a ghost hunt.
I just hang with you. What's up, dog? I'll pop out there. I'm still going to be on this live, man. Live, unlive.
Yep.
The live unlive show,
the afterlife show,
the afterlife show.
We'll be sitting there two mics, and then somebody phantom mic is in there.
Dude, that's going to be cool, though, man, if we do get to do that.
That would be fun.
We'll have to do it on Halloween. Day's Halloween?
I just see us, like, messing with each other, though. Like,
oh, dude. Yeah. Let's take it serious, just for the fans.
Yeah. My luck, like, the deaf ear actually starts working. I hear dead people.
Your deaf ear starts working, I'm out.
Yeah, gone.
I'm like, well, maybe I'm not as badass as I thought I was.
Brad Rob.
Yeah,
Brad
I'm out. Rob. I'll tell you what, if I hear a creepy voice yelling.
Yeah.
Nope.
Was that The Grudge? Was it that?
I will shoot something. Yeah. I don't know. And people's like, well, what's it going to do? I don't know. Have you ever tried? I'm going to feel safer if I got a handgun on. I'm not going to say that when we're there.
Somebody's skipping through the podcast trying to find the good spots. And so we're laughing, serious, scared. Then at the end, you see Arlo sitting there, kadoosh, kadoosh, kadoosh,
just kadoosh, kadoosh. Unloading rounds. Like Rambo.
Like the Punisher.
Punisher. But, dude, that's nuts. That would be cool, though, man. I mean, you know, if that takes off every few months, we could go somewhere.
That would be so fun.
We could just go random places. Dude,
well,
go
our friend from LeGrubbs is wanting us to do a site show as well.
Sight unseen.
Yeah. We work for food. I told you, I'm cheap. So you feed me and I'll come out and do whatever. No, wait. No, I should rephrase that a little bit.
That's funny. But yeah, dog. We have to go see what people would like, you know, for us to come out and do things.
Yeah.
If my car business was open on Sunday, we could do that. But ain't no business open on Sundays. But we need to start spitballing ideas of where we could go.
Right.
If I ever got into like a fight or somewhere, I'd go live on the AA meeting page.
Hey, you better stop. Talking about coming out of retirement because you're scaring all the established peoples into retirement. Shane Mosley caught wind and is, oh, Arlo's coming in. I got to retire now.
Yeah, thank God he's 154 and I'm a little bit bigger than that. And you know what's bad is I like Shane Mosley. Shane Mosley is one of my favorite fighters.
Right,
Sugar Shane could fight. And when he and the thing I liked about Shane Mosley was when he came to fight, he came to get it. Yeah. There wasn't nothing pretty. I mean, he was slick, but there wasn't nothing like pretty about it. He
was one of the last household names too. Yep, though.
One of the big last household names. But what sucks about it, and I agree that I've been saying he should have retired for years. Yeah. He should have retired after he lost to Manny Pacquiao. But what irritates me the most is he had to retire.
Okay,
he got forced to retire. And what I mean by that,
like medically.
He had to go get. He went in for an elbow surgery.
Mm-hmm.
While the surgeon was in there, the surgeon, he was getting like bone spurs removed from his elbow or bone fragments.
Right.
When he was in there, when the doctor was in his elbow, the doctor burned the inside of his forearm, and he had to sit there for weeks, 2 weeks with an IV and penicillin going through him. The sad part is I was reading his interview at Bleacher Report, and he goes, I have to retire because I can't do anything. My right arm is ruined.
That sucks. And is he going to sue?
I imagine he is.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is, you know, I always say, you know, a fighter, you know, I don't ever say they need to retire. I'll say they need to start thinking about retiring.
Right.
Because you can't tell them you need to retire, especially if you've never done it. It's super disrespectful. But the thing that I feel for him because I kind of was there myself, but I didn't have that medical mishap.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't his choice.
Yeah,
it was. He didn't, and I know that's what's going to eat him the rest of his life. That he didn't go out on his terms. Every fighter, no matter who you are, every fighter out there thinks you have one last one in them. Everybody. And he's going to feel he got robbed out of that last great fight he had in him because of that medical mishap.
You know, I've asked. What's up, Matt? I think I asked this a couple of shows ago, but do you think that, like, it's, man, this is just so cool. And, I mean, how many boxers have announced retirement in the last, month?
Let's see. We got Klitschko, Cotto, Marquez, Mosley, Timothy Bradley.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, that's five top-notch world-class fighters.
Does that kind of coincidence happen? I mean, it feels to me like somebody's cleaning house. Like, they're getting...
What's up, Aaron?
You know, you guys aren't active anymore. You need to, like, make an announcement. Either do something or get out.
Well, you know, in when you get in with the Klitschko part...
Yeah.
The Klitschko part, he's 43.
Yeah.
He just got knocked out in a fight that he was in all the way until he got knocked out. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of like, man, that was my last hurrah. That's a great swan song. I can live with it. I've been on top for like 15 years. Okay.
Right.
I can let go. Timothy Bradley left because he has brain injuries.
Mm.
Timothy Bradley.
Well, they're good reasons.
Yeah, I mean, great definitely reasons. Good reason. Timothy Bradley came back after he had a brain injury.
Wow.
Like, he talked about all these different methods he was trying to heal himself, right? Mm-hmm. Just trying to heal himself. Thanks, Matt. What Matt Sizer said. Look at that beautiful face. But Bradley literally sat there and said he slurred for 3 months after that fight. His Jeez. Speech. Dude, no, you retire. I'd retired right then.
How does he get... License. I mean, keep his license. I mean, how does a doctor sign off on it?
Exactly. Exactly, man. I don't know. That's unreal to sit there and have that bad. You're so goofy. My boy Matt Sires, that smile makes me get butterflies in my belly. Such a good But and then, you know, that's why Bradley retired. Marquez retires because he's getting old. Knees yeah. going out. He had like three knee operations, kind of like myself, and just said, man, I can't do this no more.
Right.
Cotto's just because he's getting old, too. And, I mean, it's that they all kind of came in around the same time.
I can see that, yeah.
And
that makes sense.
So they're all going to go out at the same time. You know, when you got so many fighters peaking at the same time, that means they all came around the same era.
You think Mayweather will go if he loses?
Mayweather... If he loses, it's going to be because it's rigged and they're setting it up for a rematch. And that's the only reason he would lose, because he knows there's going to be bigger money in a rematch. Unless he just gets starched. Mm-hmm. If he got starched, which I don't see ever happening, but if he got starched, he would retire. His ego is yeah. too big to sit there and say some MMA fighter.
Oh, I shouldn't have been fighting in there exactly. anyway. They pressured me into the exactly. that with their 8 ounce gloves.
Did you see where Floyd Mayweather Sr. said if Conor McGregor uses any of that MMA tactics, like a kick or an elbow, that he'll sue?
Well, you know, we talked about this a while back,
and
that's
a good way yeah. to keep him straight.
Yeah,
keep him straight edge. Because if not, I mean, I wouldn't say he'd just go out there and do that.
As much as they talk shit, and I want to believe that they're honestly believe this stuff, that they're talking shit and stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
A big part of me is starting to think that it's all WWE scripted. Yeah, like, too. All right, man, you and I, we're gonna hype this stuff up, and we're gonna talk. Just don't talk about me beating my wife, and don't talk about this, and don't talk about that. But do you think that now they announced that they're going to do the 8 ounce gloves?
Yep.
Next week you got to bring those gloves in. I want to see the difference.
And you know the thing is it can look different in every glove.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the 8 to 10 ounce gloves that you're looking at will look bigger because certain brands will put the pad. All the glove has to do is weigh that many ounces.
Mm-hmm.
And have enough padding to cover restrictions.
Right.
But some of them go overboard and put it over the knuckles. Some of them put it on the backside on your wrist.
So it really, hey, this is something for us to talk about again, but it's not really a big deal. It doesn't make a difference anyway. I mean, it's not like it's Mexican horsehair or whatever.
Yeah.
Buckwheat.
If they use that horsehair ones, the reason the horsehair one does is because the horsehair will break.
Okay.
Unlike the cushion, the whatever the other ones are made out of. But the horsehair ones, the knuckle part will actually break.
Okay.
And you're exposing just bare knuckles.
Okay. So it's like like every vehicle that's been released in the last 15 years is just Rubbermaid. You hit one and it's just going to buckle and fall apart.
Like if you ever watch old Mike Tyson videos, Mike Tyson or fights, Mike used to love fighting with horsehair gloves.
Yeah.
But he'd sit there and bang his glove on his wrist, on his inside of his palm. Right.
Okay.
And what he's doing is people thought he was just doing that trying to intimidate him, but he's actually breaking that padding.
Yeah.
Trying to expose his knuckles.
It's about to get serious.
Yeah. And yep. So that's if you ever watch it, I will bring we'll put one up on the page.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, dude, I don't think those gloves are going to matter one bit.
Right.
Cuz he's not going to touch them. I'm pulling for Conor McGregor, don't get me wrong. I've been saying that for a minute now. I'm pulling for the dude, but
yeah.
It's not going to happen. I mean, it's just not. It's just not going to happen for him. And I hope he does win. I hope he shocks the world because I like the way he talks trash. He's pretty entertaining.
I mean, it's not impossible for him to win.
No,
and we've
no.
talked about, and I was talking, having a debate with somebody about it earlier this week, which is funny because I'm really no position to debate this thing. But
yeah, but someone loves your insights on an outside view of sports.
Yeah, but who the fuck is this guy? Bum squares. But I can see it being turned into a two out of three fight if McGregor wins.
And see, that's so stupid because the only way McGregor's going to win is by a knockout. If he wins a decision...
dumb luck.
If he wins a decision, that is so
rigged.
It's rigged. Such bullshit because Floyd, a little less along, rarely loses a round.
Yeah.
But he's going to take some dude who comes in there and does the Bernie as a warm-up.
Have you seen that? That thing's gone viral now that everybody's doing the... There's a glass right there. Just busted a table. Forgot there's a table there. But anyway, yeah.
Shit,
but
you get with love.
They flail the arms. Is that like a legit thing that he does? Like, I mean, Michael Phelps does it before everything, and he loses it up, and he like slaps himself or whatever. Is that a way to get limber?
I don't know, man. I mean, I guess, but I've never seen it used in a fight. You know, in boxing.
Some of the videos are freaking hilarious, though. I mean, they're freaking funny.
Like where he's skipping side to side, he's throwing those little uppercuts, and he's going. I was like, it looks almost like
Mike Tyson's punch out. Did you ever see that?
Well, it reminds me kind of like a one armed Carlton dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
And I was like, dude, this dude, stop. Stop recording yourself. Be a boxer. Get in there and say, this is what I got to do. This is how I'm going to grind.
I would have just liked to seen him be different. You know what I mean? I mean, we all know and love McGregor. We all know how he is. I would like to see him. I would be more sold on the match or the bout if he was taking it seriously. Like, I mean, he gets in there, and when he's training, yeah, he's focused. But the second he's not, like, working out, then he's himself talking mad shit and stuff. I would have liked him, like, look at the camera and it's like, look, this is the biggest fight of my life. I'm ready to do this. I'm serious. No playing around. We're going to get it. You know what I'm saying? I've got to prove I'm the best in the world at any fight.
I mean, I give him credit. He's super arrogant and confident.
Yeah. That's why, I mean, yeah.
But at the same time, you can do that. He can be that way in MMA.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, that's part of the MMA is the spectacle and all the Showtime featurettes and all the stuff building up to it.
Yep.
We keep talking about it, but I still say, man, I'm over it. I'm ready to get it over with.
We were gonna watch it.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go watch it, but we may have to put back on the AA meeting. Up at the Cowboy. We may put it off 2 weeks.
That's fine.
Because I'm supposed to go watch that fight. I'm done telling my buddy
When is the fight?
This Saturday.
It's this coming Saturday. Oh, praise baby Jesus. Hallelujah.
We can finally going to be over. About it.
No, because we're going to talk. Well, we'll talk about it.
But yeah. I mean.
But then it'll be over. And then we can start talking about like Bisping and GSP's fights coming up. Who was that who just got their. He got suspended in the UFC for doping violations this week. I'll have to look it up. I saw it on the headlines. So, another big fight that was coming up, and dude got busted for several banned substances.
You know, man, you only got one job, and that's to train. That's what I don't get.
Right?
You can't give up one thing when your only job is to train. It's because you want to go party.
and use something else to help get that, get over that hump.
I don't even think it was like weed and like blow and all this stuff.
I'm just talking about, you want to go out and party and you still need something to get that kick and recover those muscles back. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Junior Dos Santos was that? That was who it was. Dang, I like JDS, man. JDS, the reason I liked him, because he was pretty smooth when he did boxing. He looked better as a boxer than Conor McGregor ever did.
Who was that? Who's
that? Tony Aguilar.
Thanks, Tony.
And like I said, man, you only got one, and which I can see why JDS did it. He's getting old. He's getting up there. He ain't the same fighter he was 5, 6, 7 years ago. He's hanging on. He's doing the normal as a fighter. He'll be fighting in Bellator within the next 6 months to a year.
I'm just starting to think that if they had a zero tolerance policy on it, they wouldn't have any fighters left.
Yeah, it's because they won't ever have a zero tolerance because people like John Jones, you know, who's their biggest draw right now, is going to be, you know, he's had 2 suspensions now for cocaine. You can't have, I mean, they're giving that dude like 5 strikes.
It's just powdered donuts, man. Yeah. I'm trying to bulk up.
Yeah. It's bulking season, huh?
Yeah.
Swole's the goal, he said. Swole's the goal. Swole's the goal, my man. How's the gains?
But yeah, it's just, I don't know. I'm just kind of, it's really, it turns people off. You keep seeing all these, the big names that keep getting busted for health violations and stuff, man. It's just like, I was watching something. They were talking about, well, it's not that they can't keep up. It's just, or they're supplementing as they keep, there's always new performance enhancing drugs. There's always new, not steroids, but supplements and stuff that it's constantly changing. Like every couple of months, there's a new list. And
you know, that's every one of them.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy, man, is if you actually get, there's a website you can go to buy all those banned substances that FDA.
Really?
Yeah, that they ban. That there's an actual website, because they got to get rid of that stuff. And so it goes to somewhere and they sell it real fast, sell all of it out.
Holy crap. Did you see the, not to change topic, did you see the pharma bro got convicted? The guy who was taking the AIDS drugs or whatever and increased him for like 500%.
Oh, really?
So like a $50 to $60 medicine he was selling for like $4,000 or $5,000. Everybody hated his guts because he looks like a little douchebag, slimy little weasel guy. Mm-hmm. Not to knock all fraternities, but he looked like a frat guy. That's why they call him Pharma Bro. He also bought had like the Roots or no Wu-Tang Clan, and they put out a new album. And he's like, I'll pay you like $8 million not to release it to anybody, and just give me the one copy. Or something like that. I can't remember the details.
Dude, that's such a piece of shit.
That's who he is, though. Well, he got kicked off of that. He owned a lot of hedge funds and stuff, so that's where he got his money. But anyway, they convicted him of fraud. I mean, they didn't get him for what he deserves to be getting arrested for. But he's like, I think he's going to be broke. Probably he's got to do time. He's got to go to federal prison.
That sucks.
As they say in Office Space, federal pound me in the ass prison.
That's so messed up. That is so messed up. That's the first thing I thought of when he said federal prison. I was like, stop. You're good people, man.
You
better not say it.
Things go right. Cellmate's going to be showing him his old face.
His
old face.
Why are we still talking about dumb shit? Hey, what's up,
Amanda? That's what the show's about. Just dumb shit.
It is, man. And I'm tired as hell tonight, man.
And I'm all amped up on energy drinks.
I should have grabbed me one before today, man. I should have grabbed me one. You know what's crazy? I had my buddy Will McCauley.
Oh, yeah?
Right? He's a chiropractor, but he's into all this natural healing.
Right.
You know I've torn both my calves over the last 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
He's come down to visit, and he's been giving me treatments.
Okay.
And for the first time in easily 2 years, I can actually move my ankle and without my calf just feeling like it's tearing.
That's awesome. Yeah, you were talking about you were afraid you tore your calf. Yeah, just
dude, horribly. A couple weeks ago. He said the problem I had, and this is just touching it, just grabbing my calf and running his hands on him. He said he can feel all the scar tissue underneath. He said, which would Jeez. Be, he said, if you, and he's like, so he gets this roller and smooths out my leg with like lotion and runs this roller on my leg, just kills it. Like you, it sounds like gravel running in my calf.
Wow.
Yeah, like it feels like gravel just grinding in my calf. Horriblest pain I've ever had, but I can start moving it. I actually did legs today at the gym and squatted and did everything I haven't done in since a month.
I don't know why you get me out. You've got me into like this weird frame of mind. You're talking all this and serious, and it's really interesting. But I keep hearing that song from Ghost, like "Oh my," oh, they're dude, doing the pottery
he,
and stuff.
I tell you what, that motherfucker makes my calf feels like this. He can play where the fuck he wants.
Dude, I'm going to re-edit it. I'm going to put that music while you're telling
me. I mean, story. This stuff, it's unreal what he does to the body.
That's awesome, dude.
My shoulder tense like I don't know what, and he hits all these pressure points and moves it, puts stuff back in. I don't know what rolls and scar tissue everywhere. My whole body's full of it.
Dude, I absolutely love the chiropractor. That's like and, one of my favorite.
So I tell people every, you know, shoot me. If anybody's ever interested, you know, he's down probably every other weekend. Down here, you know, get a hold of me, and he's certified, he's licensed,
he's here in town.
No, he's in Tulsa.
Oh, okay.
But he comes down here, and he goes, dude, if you know anybody, you know, have him get a hold of you, and we'll set something up. All he has is his paperwork that you got to fill out.
Right.
And I mean, we'll go from there.
That's crazy. That's awesome. Well, congrats, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. So anybody got any, and it's Sunday, so, you know, there's days you can't make it through the week. You're like, God, I wish I could get there, you know, on this day, but I can't because...
Gotta work. Let me off.
Yeah.
Or
yeah. Kids, so he's here like every other Sunday. You know, get a hold of me, shoot me a message, and we'll set you up an appointment with him because I get mine every other Sunday.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's... It does wonders, man.
Before this, did you ever do chiropractors?
Yes.
Yeah.
He also does, he'll do those cups.
The suction cup things?
He'll do suction cups.
Those things that made, like, the U.S. Olympic team look like they've been wrestling, like, octopuses and stuff. Because they had, like, suction marks, big hickeys all over their neck. Yep.
He'll do those. He'll do acupuncture.
Man, he's jack of all trades.
Or he'll hit pressure points with his hands just to get you to relax to pop something back.
Those are freaking awesome.
Yeah, it's unreal, dude. Unreal.
Yeah, I can't always afford them, but I absolutely love the chiropractor, man. When you go in there and they crack your back like a bendy straw and you're Oh my gosh! It not to be gross, but it is almost orgasmic when they do that. I mean, just the relief through your entire body.
And you know, since I've been doing this, I've been feeling a lot better. You know, getting treatments from them. It's funny you said I need to quit talking about coming out of retirement. And you know, I was pretty hell bent on being done. Right. I was pretty hell bent on saying I'm done. I don't have to ever do this ever again.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm thinking about just taking one.
Hey, you know, there's a lot of spots that's opening up in the boxing world. So.
And I don't mean, you know, I'm not gonna. Yeah. Try to go any further. I just want to do one swan song.
Yeah.
Call it a life.
Knowing good well, that's your last one.
Yep.
So, yeah. Whereas the other one is just, that's the way it worked out. Yeah. You kind of had your doubts whether it's going to be, but now you just know.
Just a swan song, man.
You're going to go all Balboa style.
Just a swan song. Yeah. I tell you what, you know what's crazy is, you know, when I started this workout stuff, I was like 378.
Right.
Right. I was almost 400 pounds. Weighed myself today for the first time, I don't know how long, and I'm 321.
Congratulations, dude.
I'm 21 pounds from being back under that.
Man, congratulations on losing. Unfortunately, I'm finding everything you're losing, and I'm packing it up in case you want it later.
You know, if I take this fight, if I take a fight, I'm going to have to lose about, I don't know. Depends on how my legs feel.
Right.
If I get down like 280, 270, and I feel movable, I'll take one. No big deal.
That's awesome.
But if I don't feel great, then I'm probably going to go like 250.
Mm-hmm.
And then bulk back up after that just to try to be a power lifter.
There you go.
Move mountains, baby. That's what I keep telling people.
Your bad knees and stuff. You'll be the next video when dude's trying to squat on that machine. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, man. He's like, he had like 500-600 pounds on the rack, uh-huh. and he's like pushing it, and his leg snaps while in the machine, and it like comes down on him. It's crazy. Let me see if I can pull this up on YouTube, because this is something. Yes. We've got to see it.
I hate it when people just get annihilated on stuff, man. I just, only because I've watched my own knees fold out that way. So you're just like, ah, I feel for that dude. I really feel for that dude.
That
one's horrible. I've seen that girl's. That girl's is horrible. But yeah, that's why they teach you not to lock your legs out when you're pressing that, because is this it?
I believe so. Let me get past these intros. I don't know why they do that on YouTube, says the guy that probably, I've been working on some intro stuff. But that drives me nuts whenever you're trying to look at something.
Oh, dude, this is horrible. Never lock your legs out if you're doing a leg press. Look how much weight he's got on there, too. He don't even look like he can do that.
All right, let me see if I can switch the screens here. Crap, I hate it when I do that. Okay, sorry, folks. We're going to get there. But yeah, so this is pretty crazy. I'm pretty morbid. I like to see this messed up stuff.
Didn't like to see people get
here related. We go. So you might have to watch this.
Look, he ain't even doing it, dude. He's just barely pushing. Folded
over. And then there's
look at the knee dislocated.
God.
You see it?
Yes.
Dude, you can see the whole thing. Like it's every ligament's gone. Every ligament's gone. Y'all got to watch this.
That's crazy.
You got to watch the YouTube part. But every ligament is gone in that knee.
Did I just scare you out of doing
it?
Dude,
no. I have
fearless.
I have no fear, brother.
The man is fearless. You know why?
What
is that?
I have faith.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. But yeah, that's good though. I'm glad to see you getting motivated, man. Okay. I know what it's like, you know, to really truly love something then being told you can't do it.
Can't do it.
You know, I've talked about it several times. I absolutely love roller hockey. I've played for 23 uh-huh. years. I've played goalie for 15 years, uh-huh. and there's not a day that goes by that I don't want that rush again. Yeah. You know, and uh-huh. I don't care. Yes, it's not like ice hockey. It's not like this famous stuff.
It's your rush. You know what I got? You know what I listen to? CT Fletcher. CT Fletcher said, yeah. "Find your high. Right. Find your high, no matter what it is, whether it's running, whether it's lifting weights, whatever it is, that's your high. So that's all that matters."
I got to do another episode or another video because, yeah, we might run a little bit late, but you know what? Okay. We're having a good time here, and I saw this the other day on YouTube, and these guys, they, yeah, that's my jam right there. This is what it's like. This is let me kill the music here, and
is that roller hockey?
No, this is actual legit hockey. Let me get the transition here to the big screen, and yeah, so this is what it's like to be a goalie. Okay. This camera footage is actually in the goal. I don't think this is the helmet, but gotta prep the crease. This is where I live, man, right here in the goal. Let me zoom forth until he starts taking a couple shots. And most of these pucks, they're flying at you on average about 70 to 100 miles per hour.
Screw that. I'll take getting hit in the face any day over that thing flying at me.
Yeah, it really is. It's a blast. You have so much fun back there because you got time to think about it. Boom! Yeah. Catching laser beams, man.
Get the fuck... Did he catch that?
Bounced off his glove.
Oh, yeah.
But that's about how much time you've got to think about this stuff.
But, you know, like I said, man, you know, I'd like to do one swan song.
Right.
I think I'm going to do one swan song, especially with those fights coming up in Muskogee that we're boxing. Right. I don't need nothing big, man. I miss that little bit of a rush, man. There's not enough of them days.
Yeah, Man, if they gave me a call tomorrow and say, hey, we're doing adult hockey, I was like, all right, be there.
Done.
I've got my pads still in the closet. I can't bring myself to sell them. I just, man, there's one day somebody's going to say, hey, let's play. I was like, all right, I'm there, dude. I'm there. I need to find a different sport. I thought about getting into, like, soccer and playing, because it's a lot very similar.
Being a goalie?
Yeah.
Only thing is, man, being a goalie in soccer is super hard on your body.
Oh, yeah, because you're, like, literally jumping and landing head first. Yeah. Slide,
and that goal is so big. I had a buddy, Jeremy Stills, down in Dallas, Texas. He's in the military. He played in a league,
really,
and had so many shoulder surgeries from that, like he can't even do it no more.
That's crazy.
Yeah, his last big operation, they're like, look, you don't need to be doing this. It's, you know, because I mean, you can only put it back together so many times.
Right.
I mean.
Now I know how you feel, because somebody tells you that, you're like, man, I fucking, I don't care. I love doing it. No, that's what I feel. It's like, man, that just still sounds.
You know, it's funny. I watched these guys that were sparring for this for the fight coming up.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'd love that dude's ass. I was sitting there like this. I was like, give me that dude. Give me that. And then his buddy, or his coach, whatever the dude was, his trainer,
right,
was like, oh, dude, you're ready. You're ready for it. No, he's not. Trust me. I don't know what you watching, dog, but let me tell you, he ain't. He gets in here with this dude.
You shared a video earlier this week, too, that that dude training the little girl. Or was it a girl or a boy? And that kid. He was training some kid. See if I can find it. I can't remember if you put it on the AA meeting page or your personal page. Looks like it. You probably put it on your personal page. I can't find it now. But
which one?
It's like some guy, and then there was a kid in there, and they're sitting there. They're
doing the mitts. Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah, dude. No, those are two young men.
Oh, okay.
Two young boys, but they do. Those kids can do the mitts like no, and that's why we tell people train them, start them young,
right?
You know, because they're gonna have that such unreal muscle memory. You saw the way them kids look; they look better than most people that I've ever trained.
They look better than I did, and that's not saying much. But
we still gotta go live with yours too.
Yeah, yeah, we keep. Stuff keeps coming up. But, you know, speaking of which, we are coming down to the last couple of minutes. So, once again, folks, we are looking for sponsors out there. If you want to get the word out there and let us help you, help you get the word out on your business or special event or service or whatever it is that you whatever you'd like to advertise with, give us a call. I promise you, we're cheaper than the radio station. So help us help you, and also help us produce a better show with higher quality, better equipment, all this stuff, and some videos and stuff, so we can hunt some ghosts, hunt some skeelies on the podcast. But some
spooky ass. Why do we get ourselves? Why do we even say that on there, man? Why do we even say that?
Because it'll make us do it, man. Any other time, you know, we just
kinda, I do it regardless. But I mean, shit, now we're gonna have to. I mean, we done told everybody.
I want an excuse, man. But anyway, for me, I'm Adam, and I'm gonna turn it over as I always do for every week to Arlo for some words to live by.
You know, today we really talked about more about sports. Talking more about sports and greatness and upsets and, you know, what made someone great, what made fighters great, you know, but I believe everybody in this world that we were all meant for greatness some way or another. Now, don't get me wrong, some way or another, remember that part. Just because it doesn't always look the same, greatness is greatness nonetheless. So be an advocate of greatness. But be a kind one. You know what? Life is short. Live passionately. So like we always do about this time, keep living strong, keep training strong, baby. And most importantly, always keep loving strong. Till next week, AA meeting, we are out.